Islamic State's power, its mercilessness, and a clear desire to shed Kurdish blood. Yet, there appear to be those who see it as a lesser evil.
It's very clear from Turkey's policies in the last several weeks in Kobani that Turkey does not consider ISIS to be a strategic threat to itself, but it does consider the Kurdish liberation movement in the form of the YPG and the PKK as a strategic threat to itself.
Branding Kurdish fighters as terrorists, Ankara justified its resistance to international plans to help defend Kobani.
It would be wrong for the United States, with whom we are friends and allies in NATO, to expect us to say yes to supplying arms to Kurdish terrorist organizations.
But Ankara's latest remarks suggest it is willing to help contain the Islamic State, perhaps in a bid to fend off accusations that it is turning a blind eye to the jihadists and even conniving with them.
We all know that the IS has used the facilities and the logistic facilities that they have been receiving, or at least afforded by the Turkish side. This gave them a great advantage in their fighting in Syria in general, and Kobani was no exception of that.
We decided to go to a border crossing and see for ourselves.
We're at a border crossing with Syria. The difference here is that manning the checkpoint aren't Kurdish fighters, but the Islamic State's jihadists. In fact, everything you can see behind that fence is controlled by the Islamic State. It is very calm here. There are no troops, no armored personnel carriers, no tanks. And there's a sort of feeling that Turkey's more comfortable with the Islamic State on its borders rather than any incarnation of a Kurdish state.